You're listening to Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Jordan Bell. It's peak farmers market season, and there's a greater variety of fruits and vegetables really than any other time of the year. Yeah, we're pretty spoiled here on the Central Coast with high-quality produce all year round. And today we're joined in the studio by someone who is preparing to share many of the aspects of the several farmers markets we have here on the Central Coast. Kendra Aronson is a local writer, photographer, designer, and soon-to-be self-publisher of the San Luis Obispo Farmers Market Cookbook. Welcome to Issues and Ideas, Kendra.
Thank you so much.
So to be clear, your book is not yet available. Mm-mm. Because you're starting a Kickstarter campaign at the end of the month, mm-hmm. And we'll return to those details later. But for now, I'd like you to share about what you have going on in your cookbook. You have a lot of stories, a big variety of content. So what's your book about?
Sure. So the long title is The San Luis Obispo Farmers Market Cookbook, Simple Seasonal Recipes and Short Stories from the Central Coast of California. There are 60 seasonal recipes and 40 short stories. The 60 recipes are divided by each season, so there are 15 recipes per season. And within each season, there are 5 different categories of recipes: breakfast, lunch, light bites, dinner, and desserts. And the latter part of the cookbook features short stories, interviews, and profiles of all the people who have contributed or played a huge role in the cookbook itself. So this includes farmers, food artisans, and farm-to-table chefs that I've interviewed, and many of them have contributed their own recipes to the cookbook.
Mm-hmm. And within the seasonal recipes, you say they're divided into subcategories. Mm-hmm. Why things like small bites?
Yeah. So all of the recipes are very, very simple. And so I wanted to make sure that there were very quick recipes, so little light bites or appetizers fall into that category. And then there were some still simple but maybe a little more time-intensive recipes for dinners or maybe more elaborate breakfast items.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what was the impetus for this project?
Yeah. So I was inspired to move back to San Luis Obispo, and I wanted to create a product that I would be excited about and that the community would be excited about. I wanted to carve out a creative path where I could be a entrepreneur, self-employed here on the Central Coast. And I thought, why not create this awesome book that highlights all these people and all the produce grown right here on the Central Coast? There exist cookbooks, farmers market cookbooks, for Los Angeles, Santa Monica, Seattle, San Francisco, New York, but there was not yet one for San Luis Obispo. Mm-hmm. So I decided to create it.
Yeah, and is there anything about your cookbook that is different than mm-hmm. the other cookbooks that already exist for those big farmers market communities?
Right, yeah. Some of the other cities that I just mentioned, their books are not as photo-heavy, or perhaps they focus mostly on recipes and not so much the people behind the recipes or the actual farmers. I kind of drew a lot of inspiration from those books, but I wanted to make mine the best one, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I wanted to take a bunch of elements and just create a really great book.
Mm-hmm. And why do you feel that it's important to have not only a recipe, but mm-hmm. also like photos and stories of the folks behind it? Mm-hmm. Why do you find that that's important for your book?
I think it just tells a greater story and a big connecting story. We're so lucky on the Central Coast here that we literally can shake the hand that feeds us. And it's such a privilege and an honor to do that every week at farmers markets. And I know a lot of people who shop at the markets, they really enjoy that aspect, and they prepare really beautiful meals at home, and they know exactly where it came from and who grew it. And I want that message to reach a wider audience. I want to inspire more people in the community to shop at the markets and to cook seasonally, understand the rhythms of the seasons, and really just get excited about what is fresh each season. And yeah.
Yeah. And so I understand that some of the recipes that you have are through contributions from local artisan chefs, from bakers, or those that are involved in the food community here. And so you've shared some of those stories. Can you perhaps share an anecdote of one of those experiences gathering that story, or even the story itself?
Yeah, sure. So there's this really easy, amazingly simple, delicious pasta recipe. It's called Nancy's Favorite Pasta. And that's Nancy. She's the wife of Philip of Slow Grown Produce, who grows the best tomatoes on the Central Coast. His operation, his farm is in Arroyo Grande. And he's a one-man show. He actually was a Cal Poly graduate, and in the 70s, he was interested in simulated weightlessness. So he wanted to grow tomatoes and produce in outer space. That's what he was all about. But at the time that he was at Cal Poly, they weren't really into that idea of a senior project. So he did something else. But anyways, you go to his farm, and it's a pretty small greenhouse, if square footage wise. Okay. He has a whole hydroponics operation set up, and he has all the tomatoes on this vining track system. And so he's really taking advantage of all of the volume of the greenhouse, not just what's on the ground, but also the height of it. And it's so interesting to see that in real life. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. And so his wife makes this really great pasta where it's just very simple penne, some chopped up tomatoes, some basil that he grows, fresh salt and pepper, a little bit of cheese, but it's just so good. It's wonderful to see his operation and then cook with his tomatoes and use a recipe that his wife's created, that his wife makes for him a couple times a week, and they enjoy this meal together. And that's so nice that now the community can recreate that meal, and it's so simple and so delicious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it's like it's like the photos in your book provide and the stories provide people with a greater connection to their food, even more than just shopping at the farmer's market.
Right, exactly.
Is there anything that you have learned along the way that you didn't really expect, that you know you've been taking on this project for 2 years now? Is there anything you've learned along the way that you just didn't expect in this 2 year course?
Yeah, originally when I reached out to people asking if they would want to contribute to the book, and I really was not expecting such enthusiasm. I thought that a lot of chefs in particular would keep their recipes close to the vest, and I was just floored with the response of, yes, I want in, I want to be part of this project, when can we set up a photo shoot, when can we be interviewed? And I've just been blown away with everyone's generosity in terms of sharing recipes and giving me their time, both farmers and food artisans. Those are really the busiest people I've ever met, and for them to open up and just be so generous with their time, it's just such a great gift to receive, because we're always, as humans, wanting more time, and I think that's the greatest gift you can give to anyone.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in addition to some of the people who have shared their stories and their recipes and their experiences with you, I understand that some local stores are planning on carrying your book when it's published, if it gets published. Who is participating in that?
Yeah. So really exciting already right now. The SLO Chamber of Commerce, they have their SLO Visitor Center on the corner of Choro and Monterey, I believe. I'll have to double check those cross streets.
Right.
It's a block from the Mission in downtown San Luis Obispo. And they currently carry my market tote bag, which highlights the days, times, and locations of the 20 weekly farmers markets throughout Slo County. And they plan on carrying the cookbook once it's out in December. And there are some local shops throughout Slo County, such as Centrally Grown in Cambria is interested in carrying the cookbook. General Store Paso in Paso. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of shops like Left Field and Ruby Rose and Len Collective, they all in San Luis Obispo that would like to carry the book once it's in my hands. So yeah, that's been overwhelmingly positive as well, is that so many people and businesses are excited to carry the product and promote the product on my behalf, and I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. So let's talk about your Kickstarter campaign. How is that going to work?
Yeah. So for those who are unfamiliar with Kickstarter, it is an online funding platform, and essentially you ask for a certain amount of money, and you must meet that financial goal during your campaign deadline. Otherwise, you receive no funding at all. So it's an all-or-nothing funding platform. I'm asking for $12,000 to move forward with the printing of the cookbook. As a self-publisher, the upfront printing costs are really expensive. So I'm rallying the community to pledge money towards my Kickstarter campaign, which goes live on Monday, July 27th. And when you pledge to the campaign, you get rewards in return. So a $15 pledge will get you a market tote bag, the market bag that I just mentioned. $35 will get you a copy of the cookbook. So essentially, it's like pre-ordering. And the pledges go up from there. And they include bundles of other products or a seasonal dinner feast cooked by me, or even having your name printed in the cookbook as a benefactor. So there's lots of options of pledges. And I know as a community that we can raise that much to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Kendra Aronson is the author of the San Luis Obispo Farmers Market Cookbook. Thank you for joining us today on Issues and Ideas.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Issues and Ideas, I'm Jordan Bell.